Hey guys, it's Chris here. Wanted to let you know that today's episode is powered by mybookie.ag. You go on over to mybookie.ag and put in the promo code TARPSOFFSEASON. That's S-Z-N or S-Z-N if you're in Canada, but it's not about the Z's. It's all about the cheese. We will give you a 100% deposit bonus on every dollar you deposit up to $1,000. You put in 20, you'll get 40. You put in 40, you'll get 80. You put in $69, you'll get $138. You don't just have to bet hockey. You can bet the NFL, MLB, NBA, presidential election, hot dog eating contests, you name it. You can bet it. And we're going to give you a 100% deposit bonus at mybookie.ag when you hit tarps off season, S-Z-N. That's tarps off season, S-Z-N. Now let's get to the episode.
This is Jerome McGinley, and you're listening to Get the Puck Out.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah, man, how you doing?
Come on,
you good?
Come on. I know you like
yeah,
that.
Bang! What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Get the Puck Out. I'm your host, Chris Mancuso, joined by Jack Gotzel, and I want to start this off right off the hop and talk about some silly shit. It seems like there's been a lot of silly shit lately. Some of it's our own fault, but some of it's out of our hands, and Jack knows which situations are which here, but as you guys probably heard, we had the female podcast with Ali and Bronker, or whatever her name is. And they were doing a podcast called What the Fuck. So basically we had spoken and they were wanting to do a podcast. We came up with the show, we developed it, and we signed a partnership agreement between the two girls and Tarps Off Hockey, which is a legal registered business. And like, of course we're going to try to sign people, especially if we're putting resources into them, right? So anyway, 19 days go by and these girls haven't earned or even generated a dollar yet. Now in Article 4 of our agreement, the parties agree that the partnership shall be entitled to 1/3 of the net profits generated from the project. So like, that's how we were going to make money, was off this project. And you know, it's a good project. If you build on things, you certainly can make a lot of money and headway in this game. But after 4 episodes, they came to me and were upset about crop tops because we don't have a store or anything online yet, which is going to be coming in our next phase of the project, right? So like, they were upset about that. And then, you know, you start, you know, you get to know people in this industry and you start to hear, rumblings and that. So I used to, this podcast used to be on DeanBlundell.com. Nobody knows that. So, Dean and a guy named Dwayne from Buffalo decided to pitch them a podcast. So they're just not holding up their end of the agreement, which we don't give a fuck. They're not worth anything yet, but we are not letting them out of the agreement. And honestly, I wish them the best over the next 2 years. I know, Jack, you have quite a few feelings about the guys involved in this. And the girls, like, they don't know anything. I think it was the one girl said something like, you know, he talked to us like we were a bunch of dumb broads. And all I had said is like, you signed a contract. So like, I personally didn't call them dumb broads, but I'm certainly of the mind of any situation, if the shoe fits, wear it, right? So that's absolutely on them. Now, here's the thing. The two guys involved, everybody knows who they are now, right? Like, one used to be relevant and big and has fallen off, and the other one is trying to make it, right? He's trying to make it in this game. He's trying to make the moves he sees fit that he wants to make to make a name for himself. And so like, personally with him, I'm not taking it too personally. Like, it's business. I get it. You can, people stab each other in the back. It doesn't have anything to do with like how you feel about someone personally. Where I have a problem is with someone who's been there before, being so desperate to try to hold on to like what little relevance they have left to pull stuff like that. And it's like, you know, it's just a desperate and sad look for a guy who's been in the industry for over 20 years that he has to come and leech stuff from a startup company. That shows you where his company is. Now, I know that over there, and I love people over there, so this hurts me to even come out and say this. Like, they have, you know, I bet you this year they'll probably do 6 to 7 million views on their website. Sounds really good, right?
Yeah.
6 to 7 million views on a web page in a year. That's incredible. But The problem is when the views are coming in a consistent way, or they're coming, you know, like half of them are coming from just clickbait articles, which you can tell by what's called in your Google Analytics as a bounce rate. And what a bounce rate is how many people come to your site for one article and then just bounce out. Like they close it and they don't look at anything else. Now, on a normal website, you probably want to be anywhere in the 20 to 30% range, maybe 40%. You know, like sometimes a Toronto Maple Leaf fan will click a hockey article on our site, but they don't give a fuck about no one else, right? So they're going to bounce. Well, these guys have their bounce rate in the high 80s to 90% rate, right? So it's just clickbait. That's why no one there gets paid. That's why no one there's got money. That's why there's a bunch of people sitting around waiting on money and empty promises. And the fact that you can't get any sort of advertising, when you got 6 to 7 million views a year is because when you look at the bounce rate, it shows you that these are just the products of clickbait and it's the product of nobody giving a fuck what you have to say, to be completely honest. So for me personally, the beef ends here. We wish them the best. I believe me, and especially in the next 2 years, when you look at the statute of limitations and everything in Canada and how all that works from a legal standpoint, we wish them the best. We're not here to trash them. Continue listening to their show if they want. The best part I found was when they said from my mom's basement, like I haven't lived at home in like 8 years. That was funny. Like I honestly laughed at a little bit of it. The other funny thing was them saying that they had lawyers laugh at it. Like it wasn't just Dwayne and Dean.
Yeah.
You know,
they had
I mean?
A divorce attorney look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny too. So we get a message in, and he's like, you know, they can't do this. And I refer you to my attorney, Jody, whatever her name is. And we look her up and she's a family law attorney. It's like, I know your ex-wife is taking you to the cleaners more times than a fucking, than a shirt that needs to be washed at a dry cleaner. But my God, buddy, like you don't think I'm going to use Google. It's just, you know, boomer's going to boomer, dude. Like that's what it ends up in the end. Boomer's going to boomer. I only blame one person out of the four. I don't blame the two girls for not knowing anything. You saw them when they would come on our live stream. They're a bunch of entitled brats sitting there trying to figure out how they can get their next free drink. I don't blame them. I know you hate them, but I don't blame Dwayne. I know he's trying to make it. And it's like, yeah, man, like that. Sometimes people just do business like that. They'll fuck you, they'll act like your buddy and whatever. Like, I don't hold that. What I hold is people trying to hold on so bad to being relevant that they'll lie, cheat, and steal their way through and have people waiting on promises to be delivered that he knows he can't deliver. The whole project over there is just to make sure that he makes, you know, maybe $1,100 or $1,200 a month just to scrape through, right? Like, it's actually quite sad. So, like, that's where we're going to leave it is. Like, it's more pathetic. I wish I could take it as a compliment that somebody wants to always leech off of our stuff and that, but it's like, you know, I just hope to never be there one day. I hope I'm working towards something a lot better than that. So Jack, I don't know if you want to add anything to it, but to me, it's water under the bridge to me. I wish those two best of luck. I hope they get picked up fast. Believe me when I tell you, I wish Dwayne the best. I like his Buffalo stuff. And, you know, like if you got to do your business like an asshole, go ahead. Like, I don't hate. Karma works in mysterious ways, but it's the other guy who can seriously go fuck himself. And he's an absolute trash bird.
Absolutely. You summed it up perfectly. We wish them nothing but the best. We're not worried about that beef. We're doing our own thing. We don't even care.
No, exactly. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, you wouldn't come out and defend your position so strongly if you didn't think you were wrong. So it is what it is, man. Irrelevant people do desperate things to stay relevant. And that's kind of where we sit on it. It's like, you know, everybody saw the other week when he was trending for that article that people deemed sexist, which I'll still say to this day wasn't sexist, but like you could honestly tell what the overwhelming theme is of that guy's reputation, right? So
exactly,
we don't really need to discuss it too much more. I mean, you know, as you saw, you brought up a video today, just looking rough, and it's unfortunate. But we'll move on here to the NHL. Now, we saw Rick Bowness remove that interim head coaching position, the interim from it. The Dallas Stars and Bowness reached a two-year agreement for him to continue coaching the team after he led them to the Stanley Cup in the bubble. Big Dick Rick Bowness, pretty like stern coach. Sometimes he gives weird ice time and things like that, but there's no question that how defensively sound of a coach he is. And the Dallas Stars were tough to break this year.
Yeah, he deserves it. I mean, Garionov might want to put his head through a wall because of this, but Rick Bowness deserves it. Hopefully he gives him some more playing time. I don't know what Garionov did to Rick Bowness, but
yeah, he needs to get a little more time there. Their top scorer, he's playing like worst guy on the third line minutes, which is funny. You know what? Speaking of people from Buffalo, Olofsson, I thought was a nice deal there with the Sabres avoiding arbitration. I think the Sabres have had a pretty good offseason, all things considered.
Yeah, they're not looking bad. I mean, they added Taylor Hall. They've got Sam Reinhart back. The top line's looking pretty nice with Eichel, Hall, Reinhart.
Yeah, and I think they did a good job bringing Olofsson back, too. I think he's a good player. I like him. I think that they've had a pretty decent offseason, all things.
Yeah, I don't think they're contending for the cup yet.
No, they might not even be in the playoffs. I'm just saying it's like they've definitely hopefully gotten a little better and should be able to keep Jack Eichel like somewhat happy.
You would think, but we'll see how things go. I mean, Hall is he's not a guarantee. I mean, we've seen him. He's like the magic. You want to get the first overall pick. You have Taylor Hall on your team. So we'll see how it goes. But they are looking better. I would not say they've had a bad offseason. I would not say they're contending for the cup.
No, definitely. And speaking of contending, you know, I had Mike Hoffman as the best winger available in free agency. Like, I know I think I put Taylor Hall ahead of him, but when I think about it now, I almost wonder if Mike Hoffman's a better player. He doesn't have a contract. He's sitting there. I was watching the TSN insider trading, and Pierre LeBrun was saying that him and his agent are willing to be really patient because some of the teams involved have some like LTIR implications. So like, say for example, if the Boston Bruins wanted to sign him, it's easier for them to sign him once they can actually put David Pastrnak and Marchand on the LTIR, right? To build up some more of that cap space while they're recovering from their injuries. So I think that and that's not just the Bruins involved. There's other teams.
Yeah. Nashville.
Exactly. But I mean, teams that are up against the LTIR thing as well, where like, you know, guys are going to start the year hurt. In Dallas, I think Tyler Seguin, he had his surgery delayed. So like they're getting a little bit testy there, wondering when they're going to be able to get him on the road to recovery. And if he's even going to be able to get back by the start of the season, I don't think he's going to actually end up being able to. Now I want to talk about something else. Two big things on our docket today. The Ontario Hockey League. Oh. Now, Lisa McLeod is a minister in Canada. She works in our Ontario government under the Ford administration. I like Doug Ford. He's a good, I think he's a good leader and he does his job pretty well. But, you know, what a fucking dog and pony show this has been. Lisa McLeod comes out and says that there won't be any body checking next season in the OHL. Which is obviously insanity. Then Darren Dreger from TSN starts reporting that, well, although, you know, that looks to be where they're sitting now, there's still discussions and whatever. And then she was just having a time. She was saying, this isn't correct. TSN wrote a thing. Say sources tell Darren Dreger that there have been a number of discussions between the OHL and the provincial government about return to play and that there has been no official decision on removing body checking. She like had quote tweeted, still not correct. Dreger said that. She's like, this is not correct. While we're working with the league on a safe return to play, we're not negotiating on public safety measures prescribed by the health table. One, what the fuck is different about laying a body check on someone rather than having a face off and breathing in each other's faces or sitting next to each other on the bench or spitting or whatever else happens when you play hockey. She was just October 30th going insane. After she did that, the Hockey Night in Canada had put out a tweet that said the Ontario Hockey League will not have body checking this coming season. According to Sport Minister Lisa McLeod, she put, this is correct. Now, Doug Ford, the Premier of Ontario, came out, I think it was yesterday, a day after Lisa McLeod was just, she was really enjoying having the power to shut down hockey and make it different. Like, she was just power hungry, enjoying it. She was being like, I don't want to say she was being a big timer, but she was being a bit of a big timer.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, Scott Mayfield came out and said it. I believe it was Ryan Strome retweeted it. You're going to cause more close contact by eliminating checking. Because now that you're going to have the puck in the corner, it's going to take longer to dig it out. What would just be gone with a body check is now, it's just going to be, it's going to create more.
They're going to be leaning on each other. There's going to be scrums. You're going to be having guys pressing right on each other, breathing all over each other. But Doug Ford came out and said, we're engaging with the OHL, with the Ontario Hockey League to create a safe return to play plan, which will need to be approved by health experts. To date, no decisions have been made. I would like to see the OHL return as normal as possible with body checking.
Good on him.
Stepped in and said, like, we want to see body checking. But just like, dude, she was enjoying, like, she was going at Darren Dreger. She was really, really loving having the power to shut that down.
Absolutely. It was stupid. She's a bird. And I'm good on Dreger for going after her.
Yeah, you know what? I usually don't love some of Dreger's reporting styles. And there's just things that happen behind the scene, especially when it comes to the OHL that he does. But it was great. Yeah, she was just like going at them. He's like, so evidently there isn't further discussion required. Health has to be a top priority without question. But blindsiding the OHL through media is a suspect approach. Called her out. They didn't even talk. She just said, nope, hitting's gone because I decided. And then it was great because after Ford put that tweet out, he just quote tweeted it and said, the premier is spoken. So I love to see that. Dreger, couple other guys getting right into it with Lisa McLeod. And you know what? Body checking not in hockey is the, like, not having body checking in hockey is the stupidest thing ever. These kids are going to forget what it's like to take a hit. They're going to create bad habits, and then they're going to show up in the NHL one day and they're going to be playing the Vegas Golden Knights, and Ryan Reeves is going to take one of these kids' heads.
Exactly.
And, you know what? I think I would rather have the sniffles and a flu than fucking CTE and brain damage. So I think that they're going to end up coming to the right decision here. And I think there will be body checking, but what a circus and what an attention grab by Lisa McLeod.
Yeah. I hope she enjoyed her 15 minutes of fame. And honestly, John Scott said it best. If this happens, then you have next season where people say, oh, well, people enjoyed the more skill-based game without hitting, which is, would be completely false. And then you have no hitting in the OHL anymore. And yeah, then you have exactly. No hitting in the ECHL, then the AHL, until it gets to the NHL. You have to nip this in the butt right here.
Fucking right you do. The hockey comes with hitting. If you don't like it, watch another sport, you fucking morons. Speaking exactly. of fucking morons, people coming at Bobby Orr pretty hard these days. The Bruins legend came out and took out a full page ad just stating that everybody has an opinion on their upcoming presidential election. As everyone knows, Bobby Orr actually lives in the States and is an American citizen now. When he looked at America during the turbulent times, he decided that Donald Trump was the guy that he was going to endorse, saying that's the kind of teammate he wants. Is a guy like Trump. Now, listen, I'm fucking Canadian, so this is more up your alley. B, I'm of the mind of people can vote for who they want to vote for, and that used to just be like where we could respectfully disagree. The comments and the attacks of the greatest defenseman to ever play this game, and I mean, I know you know that being a Boston guy, like just the amount of arrogance of these reporters that think like Bobby Orr owes them something. They're legit. Like, wow, I just can't, like, I can't even believe it. Like, you're hurt by him, who he's voting for? Like, are you guys fucking serious? What a joke.
Yeah, and there's a certain Boston reporter, I don't want to even mention his name because I don't want to give that bird any attention, saying that, like, who Bobby Orr votes for is disgusting. Go work for CNN. Stop covering hockey then if all you want to tweet about is politics. Who gives a shit who he votes for? I could give a shit if he votes for Trump or Biden.
And he's allowed to say who he's voting for. Yeah. He's allowed to endorse whoever he wants. If he wants to spend the money to take out a fucking page ad in the New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper, go ahead. Who cares?
Like, I could give a shit.
No, and it's like, I could care less who's voting for Biden. I could care less who's voting for Trump. I can't wait for this election to be over. I can't wait to get the fucking political craziness out of hockey. Like, that's the only reason I want Trump to lose, is because I think he's the lightning rod to all the fucking, all the crybabies and this oversensitive stuff. He just gets people right in this mood. And it's like, my God, Bobby Orr is a goddamn fucking saint. And any Boston Bruins fan who doesn't like Bobby Orr now because of his political affiliation is
you're not a fucking loser.
No, they're just, you're not a fan, A. And B, you're a fucking loser. Who cares who anybody's voting for? Honest to God.
Yeah, like, it's so stupid.
Less.
Go work for CNN and stop covering hockey.
Cover politics if you want to get so wound up all the time. It's honestly pathetic. Like, Bobby Orr is one of the great ambassadors of the game. He's such a nice, kind, gentle person. I've never talked to anyone who knows him that hasn't said he's just the greatest guy ever. Marcel Dion, one of the best NHL hockey players of all time. I had the privilege to sit and talk with him about some hockey, and you know, he played against Gretzky and Orr, and I asked him who the best hockey player he ever saw in his life was, and it was number four, Bobby Orr, you know? So this is a guy who is one of the greats, one of the game's best ambassadors, never been in trouble, never a bad guy, always played the game the right way. He's been a great agent for a lot of people, including Connor McDavid, Taylor Hall. He's represented a lot of people, and he wants to vote for President Trump. Now, I want to let you guys know that officially right here on this podcast, we are going to make our endorsement for the 2020 presidential election of the United States of America. And we have decided, when you look at Joe Biden's platform and you look at Donald Trump's platform, that we have one that we prefer, and we are going to endorse officially, tarpsoffhockey.net, Bobby Orr for president. Now, I know Canadians can't technically be president, but fucking Lion Ted Cruz was trying to run, and he was like born in Calgary, I think. So you know what? Bobby Orr for president. Official endorsement coming soon to tarpsoffhockey.net. Anyone who doesn't like Bobby Orr because of who he votes for, get over yourself. You're not that fucking important. Trust me.
Legit. I'd rather Bobby Orr be president than either of these two clowns.
Yeah, these two old fucking fucking dementia filled idiots. They both losing their minds, poor bastards, but like, they're getting old, but like, the cognitive brain isn't working good for either one of these candidates. Bobby Orr for president. That's where I'm gonna leave this episode, buddy. I just wanted to give the people a little update. I heard you know, some people taking shots at us, and you know, it's at the end of the day, if you were upset that you didn't make generate any revenue in 19 days, you're going to the wrong place to get paid. Trust me.
Yeah.
There's been one person that's worked there that's ever made money, and you guys are listening to him talk right now. So over there, trust me when I tell you, I have people that have been there from the beginning that'll come on and tell you that too. For now, consider it squashed unless they keep running their mouths. But other than that, best of luck to the two of them, to the two guys, one of you, best of luck building something. And to the other one, you know, maybe hopefully you hang on to your relevance, but I doubt it. Jack, anything to add?
Sorry about the crop tops.